people warned me about Vancouver. It wasn't just the majestic mountains that they were talking about, no, or that enlivening smell of the Salish Sea. It was about the month of November, that rainy month. And for a prairie woman, the idea of being under those clouds, they were worried for my health and well-being. Day and day, darkness, shorter days, longer nights. Now, I think at times that it can feel symbolic for the dark clouds of life that can take over those blue sky days. Now, I'm grateful for the sunshine, and I also recognize that the dark clouds can be like exhaustion from busy schedules, demands of family and work, and church. Those clouds can be like anxiety about upcoming holidays. Will there be enough money? What will it be like being around family, friends? Will I be alone? Human life brings suffering. And in the midst of suffering and anxiety in our lives, in the lives of our dear ones, we also see the suffering of the world. It can be very challenging to find ways to notice those small patches of blue sky in the corner of our horizons. So how can we find positive feelings? How can we be open to experiencing them, like joy, happiness, pleasure? Joy can happen spontaneously in those unexpected moments. It can be learned through ways that we experience it. What brings you joy? Are you open to experiencing it today? I don't know about you, but I notice how easily my mind goes to the negative. There was a while there that I worried about worrying, which seemed very counterproductive. And then I heard a scientist interviewed on CBC Radio about our human tendency toward the negative. So I looked into it, and there's research that found that humans actually have two main tendencies that keep us from experiencing joy. The first is our negativity bias. Our mind's innate tendency to give more weight to the negative. One research study actually found that, on average, we experience three times more positive things in the day than negative. But I don't know about you, but by the end of the day, that's not always what I remember. One researcher explained that looking for the negative, for the danger, is actually part of our evolutionary process. It's what kept us aware in case that saber-toothed tiger was stalking us. Now, being constantly on the lookout for things that would be the difference between life and death, I'm grateful that we have this tendency in our evolution, but now, for many of us anyway, we don't have that daily battle to survive physically. And it is good to remember that some of us do. Whether it's poverty or depression or other reasons. Our second human tendency that keeps us from joy is habituation. Meaning, when we have new experiences and we feel happy about them, over time we get used to those experiences and they don't have the same effect anymore. So what do? Do we want to continue having dark clouds, torrents of rain pouring down on us psychologically? To clarify now, I'm talking about day-to-day struggles rather than more extreme human crises. Sometimes in our lives, when grief is crushing us, anxiety choking the air from us, exhaustion draining us, joy can feel like a long ways away. So at times like these, even getting a moment of calm or a brief sense of contentment or just even the absence of pain can be success. Now these are a part of what I see as the positive spectrum feel of feelings. So I just remind you of what you are in that, those places of crises. That if you don't feel joy now, there may be a time in your life when you will again. I hope you have good support if you are in crisis, and if you don't, and don't know where to turn to, please talk to me after. I do also recognize that we don't have control over all causes of our suffering, and there are some we do. So what can we do about those? Now, I'm very grateful, being part of a Unitarian and Universalist heritage, that we have a variety of sources that we can draw from, including science, world religions and philosophy, earth-based spiritual practices. We can turn to these sources to learn from and find wisdom. So here are three ideas that I felt inspired by that can help me at least be open to more joy and positive feelings. I hope they may be of use to you. Two are from psychological research, and another from my experience in spiritual practice. First, you share your positive experience. You talk about it with people who will be supportive listeners. Research shows that discussing positive experiences leads to a heightened well-being, increasing your overall life satisfaction and even giving you more energy. So you start with noticing what you feel positive about in a day, whether it's joy, happiness, gratitude, and take a few minutes at the end of the day to write it down, maybe in a journal. Researchers had participants journal about this for 4 weeks. And they had some participants talk about their experiences to another person during that time. The researchers noticed that participants that received constructive, encouraging, enthusiastic, and positive responses after sharing their successful experience showed greater signs of happiness, love, and appreciation. Now, I've done this kind of journaling before in my life, and I really did notice that it made a difference. How many people have tried something like that? Right, a fair number of you. I find that this kind of practice also helped me notice those positive things, those that could be up to 3 times more in a day, and that it really counterbalanced my negativity. The second idea from research is that sharing our joy actually increases joy in those around us. So, like working on the Buddhist mantra described in Gate Gate, everyone going to the other shore, researchers found that our well-being can benefit those that are 3 levels of separation from us. So here's an example. Let me share a story with you of a positive experience. I had dinner with an old friend who I've known for 30 years. Because we had such history together, we could share about the challenging times in our lives, the losses, tears could be there, didn't phase our conversation. We laughed at the antics that we had when we were in university together. We just talked about the daily struggles, as well as the things that gave us joy. That dinner reminded me of the importance of taking time with friends. Friends, family, loved ones. I don't know about you, but I actually started putting in my agenda every week, make sure I have time with family and friends. Because weeks can go by suddenly where I have less quality time. And I know for friends who have children as well, it's the day-to-day stuff that just can be overwhelming. And to actually take quality time together, it's an achievement. times like that really do feed my soul in a way that Netflix just does not. I like Netflix, but one has to find balance. So when I share that story with you, I experienced your supportive listening. Whether you felt that or not, that's how I experienced it. People nodding heads and smiling, that sense of shared experience. My hope is that by sharing that story, it might affect your own sense of well-being, reminding you of positive things in your life. And if you continue with that sense of well-being, it may affect others that you encounter during your day, and so on. As I've had the privilege of hearing people share their stories, parents and grandparents talking about their kids and grandkids, people who love gardening and the delight they take, like Noah, getting their hands in the soil. An awesome sunset that someone saw. Helping another person who's in crisis. And then feeling good because they knew they did the right thing. Also, like the story earlier with Noah, I find joy in being creative. It lifts my spirit. So it's a key spiritual practice for me to take time to express that creativity. And that's the third thing that I offer, is a source for finding joy and positive feeling is that creative expression. Now, sometimes we think you have to be an artist to be creative. Getting up and choosing what you're wearing today can be creative choice. Deciding how you're going to wrap a gift. I think there are big things like I might be doing with community ministry, using interactive theater techniques to help communities transform. That is a big source of joy for me. And also there's much simpler things. Singing a song, drawing a picture, just for myself, maybe of the tree outside my window. Also at this time of the year, I think of other things, like as we move toward the holidays, the lights start appearing outside. Beautiful music, not Muzak, but music. And of course, there are times during winter holidays when I have not felt joy at all. So I've turned to other creative sources that I know move me. For example, one of them is film. The movie, Love Actually, many people have seen Love Actually, some of you. Well, it starts with clips of people meeting their loved ones at the airport. And just the joy in people's face when they see them and being met with love and care. The pure joy is so moving to see. So even when I'm grumpy, it brings me joy to watch that film. Do you have creative things that you like to do? Rob?
Sewing.
Painting.
Poetry.
Ukulele.
Knitting. And?
Playing music
with your friends. Singing in the choir.
Petting the cat.
Petting the cat. At this time of the year, there are so many opportunities for fun and playfulness. Letting that child, and we get the opportunity to play with children, awesome. You can also take the inner child of yourself and take it out and have some fun. I think that there are things that we have choice over. And so when we're not feeling joyful, think about those things that maybe are creative. Think about journaling, maybe. Talking to someone about a positive experience, even if it's not been recent. And see what it does for you and for those around you. I was at the Canadian Unitarian Council's Western Regional Fall Gathering in October in Edmonton, and the Unitarian Church of Edmonton held the Sunday service. I got to experience something that they've been doing for over a year now. They offer a community question And then take a few minutes for people to turn to their neighbor, 1 minute each, share their response. And I'd like to try that today with you. Now, for anyone who goes, oh no, I hate doing this kind of thing, or who's new here and feels like, I don't want another one to share with a stranger, I give you this option. If you'd like to just lower your head and close your eyes, feel free to take the time to just remember a positive experience that you had. So I'm going to use the chime to sound the beginning of quiet. So you can think about, when was a time you experienced joy or happiness? And then when I chime it again, turn to, so we're in pairs, and turn to your neighbor, decide who's going to be the first to share about their experience. And then 1 minute in, I'll ring the chime again, and then the second person gets to share, and then I'll ring it at the end 3 times. So for those of us who are sharing, choose something you feel comfortable sharing with someone else. And listener, remember that's their story and you're not going to speak about it afterwards. And the listener, your job is to be there and just be positive and listening. You don't have to respond or compare it to your experience. Just be there and hold that person in positive regard. Are you up for it? When was a time you experienced joy or happiness? Let's take a moment.